We hope that Bellevue doesn't turn into mini Seattle. Right now, it seems like they got everything going for them. All the businesses are moving out of Seattle, heading on over to Bellevue. But we know we're always one election away from everybody turning into the craziness of the beloved Emerald City. Joining us now, somebody who's hoping to make sure that doesn't happen, is Paul Clark, who's running for Bellevue City Council. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ari. Great to be on.
Such a pleasure to have you here. So why'd you decide to run for City Council?
Well, I've been involved in the city for the last 7-8 years, working on various boards and commissions as a volunteer, and it's just time, I thought, to take my contribution to the next level and really make Bellevue the kind of city that I really, really want to see it become.
Gotcha. So what kind of things do you want to implement to make that happen?
Well, for me, public safety is going to be the top priority, followed by a healthy business community. We need the tax base to actually pay for the public safety, as well as all the beautiful parks and trails that people in the city and outside the city love and enjoy about Bellevue. And so, yeah, those are kind of the three things, safety, business community, and making sure that we maintain livable and beautiful neighborhoods.
So let's take that one at a time. With the King County Regional Homeless Authority taking Seattle's problem and distributing it across the county, it seems like that's something that Bellevue is going to have to deal with. How do you guys plan on dealing with the addicts and the homeless being deposited in Bellevue by Seattle?
Well, I think that Bellevue has a widely popular philosophy of compassion enforcement. We don't want to see us lose either side of that. As a community, we believe that we need to be compassionate, give a hand up to those in need, but also we need the enforcement piece of that. In other words, camping on the sidewalk is not something that is allowed in city code. So when that happens and we have a shelter bed, then people need to go. It's one of those situations where when you fail to enforce for an extended period of time, you get snowballing effects, and we've seen that across the lake.
What can you guys do to stop King County from doing that to you? Because we know they're buying hotels in your area, plan on putting a lot of these people there, and we know what always happens in these hotels. What can you guys do about that? I mean, can you guys opt to manage these things as opposed to King County?
Well, I mean, in some cases, like in the Eastgate shelter, I mean, we've actually done that already. The city has agreements in place with the providers there, and so we do already have some tools at our disposal, but one of the key things really is, do we have a fully staffed police force? Because honestly, sometimes agreements are not. We need to ensure that the spillover effects that don't always, but sometimes can occur in these situations, that we as a city can handle them.
Gotcha. We're talking with Paul Clark, who's running for Bellevue City Council. You also mentioned more public safety stuff. So with regard to police officers, while everybody else is losing them, Bellevue doesn't seem to have the same mass exodus Seattle does. What can you guys do as your city grows to recruit more officers when so many people are fleeing the industry?
Yeah, one of the key issues that I think we've seen work in other cities is the take-home vehicle, the officer-assigned vehicle programs. We see actually lower cost of maintenance on those cars. We see a greater likelihood of officers staying on when they have a city-owned vehicle that they can use to commute to their sometimes not local residence. Not all police officers in Bellevue live in Bellevue. And so I think that is a really key step. And then we also need to continue to pursue the kinds of hiring bonuses that are going to get our staffing back up to what it needs to be.
Gotcha. Now, with regard to the businesses moving out to Bellevue, Seattle, in their stupidity, decided to make that seem like a bad thing, but it seems like Bellevue has completely embraced that. What are you guys doing that bring businesses to Seattle? To Bellevue.
Yeah. Well, as our deputy mayor says, Bellevue is open for business. And whenever we see people who are frustrated with the breakdown in public safety in Seattle look at Bellevue as a viable opportunity, we say yes. And maintaining that public safety in Bellevue is one of the keys to ensuring that both employees and the businesses that employ them want to be in Bellevue, and also just not turning them away. I mean, there are city council members in Seattle that unfortunately don't welcome the tax dollars that support their police, their fire, their parks, and Bellevue's not that way. And I definitely want to ensure that it stays business friendly.
Absolutely. I mean, when you see that Amazon's fleeing Seattle so they can head on out to Bellevue along with other tech companies, are you concerned about the layoff announcements today affecting Bellevue?
Well, of course. I think that Bellevue is in a great position even with that announcement, but that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be folks impacted, and it's certainly a concern.
In the last few minutes we have...
Fortunately, Bellevue's economy is pretty diverse, and so we can weather some impacts like that, but yeah, definitely a concern.
In the last few minutes, we have with Paul Clark, who's running for Bellevue City Council. With regard to these school closures, it seems like a lot of parts of Bellevue feel like they were kept out of the loop by Seattle. I keep doing that automatically. I just assume a bad thing, Seattle. I just keep doing that. By the Bellevue Public School District. So what could be done to make sure that these communities are more included in the future?
Well, I mean, there really is a fundamental separation between what happens in the Bellevue School District and what happens on the Bellevue City Council. The last thing I want to do is be a politician who overpromises things that I can't deliver on. And so with respect to school closures, I couldn't make a commitment on that.
Gotcha. Okay. But I'm talking more about communicating with those families that seemed like they had no idea this was even happening. So what I'm saying is, what can we do to include them more in the process?
Yeah. Well, I can't speak to what choices the school board makes, but I can definitely speak to the choices that we as a city make and that we as city council members make. I say that under the assumption of my election, of course, that we engage with our constituents with respect, that we listen, that we actually go out into the community and just don't just sit from behind the dais and pronounce rulings, but that we actually are out there listening and talking with the folks who are having to live with the decisions we're making.
Gotcha. Paul, if people want to support your campaign, if they want to volunteer, if they want to be part of it, what's the best way for them to do so?
They can go to clarkforbellevue.com. That's Clark without an E, C-L-A-R-K, for Bellevue.com. They'll have more details on my positions as well as options to donate and other ways to get involved.
That's Paul Clark, who is running for Bellevue City Council. You can find his website, Clark for Bellevue. That's C-L-A-R-K for Bellevue, spelled out entirely, .com. Head on over there if you want. Give him a donation. Learn more about him. Be in touch with him. Find out if he's the candidate for you. Paul, we appreciate you joining us. We wish you the best of luck.
Thanks so much, Ari.